President Trump recently signed into law a measure that'll allow states to require drug tests for more residents who apply for unemployment benefits. And some states have either considered or started drug testing recipients of other benefits like welfare. But Adam Chodorow of ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law told host Mark Brody that testing should be expanded to anyone who gets any government benefit of any kind. In a piece for Slate, he argued that drug testing the rich.
President Trump recently signed into law a measure that'll allow states to require drug tests for more residents who apply for unemployment benefits. And some states have either considered or started drug testing recipients of other benefits like welfare. But Adam Chodorow says that testing should be expanded to anyone who gets any government benefit of any kind. In a piece for Slate, the associate dean and tax law professor at the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law at ASU argues for drug testing the rich.
In essence, I'm responding to a recent wave of legislation that basically says, look, anybody who gets welfare should be drug tested on the theory that you're receiving government money and we give it to you for a specific purpose and we don't want you to take that money and spend it on drugs. It seems eminently reasonable.
It seems like you're responding to some calls for Medicaid recipients or welfare recipients to have drug tests. What other kinds of subsidies are out there, or what other kinds of credits or other forms of money that we get from the government are out there?
Sure. When most people think about government subsidies, they think about farmers and direct subsidies. And the point of this article was to point out to people that actually almost all of us receive some sort of government aid. But most of us receive it in the form of a tax break, a specified, specific tax break aimed at inducing us to engage in certain behavior.
Buy a house, have children, things like that.
Exactly.
So I think for some people it makes sense to say if you're looking for a job, you should probably not be taking drugs because a lot of employers will drug test you. And if you fail it, you won't get the job and will have to stay on government subsidies. If I'm taking a deduction for paying a mortgage, being on drugs or not doesn't affect whether or not I can get the mortgage, so why should I have to submit to a drug test?
Well, it depends on what your principle is, right? If your principle is those who are looking for jobs should be clean so that they can get jobs, right, then we should target only those people who are looking for jobs. On the other hand, that doesn't seem to be what the principle is. It seems to be you're receiving government money, and we want to make sure that you spend it for appropriate purposes. So, for instance, I think it's Wisconsin recently passed a law saying that welfare recipients can't spend their benefits on cruises, meaning like Princess
Line.
Going
on a boat.
Yeah, Princess Line cruises. And I'm pretty sure that that's not how they're spending their money, but there's this perception that the poor make bad decisions and waste the money we give them and don't spend it for the purposes for which we give it to them. And my point is simply that if you receive the home mortgage deduction, you're receiving it because we want to encourage you to buy a house. If you get a child tax credit, we're giving it to you because we think you should have more money to spend on your children. So the logic that applies to welfare payments, I would argue, applies equally to all kinds of government subsidies.
I know that your piece was written mainly tongue-in-cheek, but I'm curious if you've given any thought to how much money the government could save if it did, in fact, drug test everybody who took a credit or received some kind of benefit and then withheld the money from people who failed those drug tests.
So one of the interesting stats is that it turns out that the poor who are on welfare do not abuse drugs at a rate greater than the general population. In fact, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that they don't. They don't have a lot of disposable income. On the other hand, you know, if you listen to the stories about Wall Street and other high-end professions, there's a lot of drug use there. And so it's not clear how pervasive drug use is in the society, but you're going to save a lot more money if you're targeting the big-ticket dollars going to the high-income earners than you will targeting the poor.
You talked about what the principle is earlier, and I'm wondering if part of that is also sort of the embarrassment factor of somebody who is on some kind of public subsidy, especially if they're a low-income resident, that they then have to also submit to peeing in a cup or having a blood draw or something like that. Whereas people who are in the upper echelons of the economic society of the country, who are taking mortgage deductions or child, you know, child tax credits, things like that, don't even have to think about that.
Right. I mean, there's this effort essentially, or it looks like there's an effort to sort of demonize the poor and to say, you can't take care of yourselves, you can't make good decisions. And so we don't have any problems requiring you to go through intrusive tests that invade your privacy and reveal information about you that other people don't have to reveal. And all I'm looking for is consistency.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from this so far?
I've gotten a bunch of different feedback. So some people have said, hey, maybe that's a really good idea, right? Maybe we should drug test the rich. Other people have said, well, there's a difference between people who are paying taxes and people who aren't paying taxes. So welfare recipients, by and large, aren't paying a lot in taxes. And so when I get those comments, I spend a lot of time, it's usually by email, trying to explain how these tax cuts, these targeted tax cuts, really are spending and really are subsidies. There are a lot of people who simply don't want to believe that. They say, no, I'm just getting back some of the money I paid in taxes. And what I try to explain to them is that there's no difference economically between the government cutting you a check. You buy a house and the government sends you $100 versus the government saying, oh, you've bought a house. It's too expensive to cut a check and mail it. So here's the deal. Just send us $100 less in taxes. And when you think about it that way, you quickly realize that all this spending in the tax code really is spending.
That's Adam Chatterow with the ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. Adam, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that was host Mark Brody with ASU's Adam Chatterow with that report.